AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes away from 4 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. We are with you until 6 o'clock this evening. Time now to welcome in our very first guest on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Michelle Hoffman is here with Elyria Catholic. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, there are a lot of awesome things happening at Elyria Catholic, and you know, you guys have a special school theme this year, an engaged community. Students, faculty, staff leaving their print this year. Give us an idea as to how this came about.
So community has actually been one of the pillars of Elyria Catholic for a long time. Everybody's kind of identified the school as a family. A couple years ago, we were doing some strategic planning and some branding, and we were out talking to our current students, our parents, our alumni, and community businesses, talking about what makes Elyria Catholic special. And the response from a lot of those groups was that we're not just a family, but we're a very involved and an engaged family. So that's how we decided to just kind of celebrate and talk about the fact that Elyria Catholic is an engaged community. And we're talking with it about, you know, our new student body and what it means and looks like in the classroom. We see our students and we want our students to leave their print after they've been there. We want them to look back and ask themselves, did they make a difference when they were in that class? Did they ask questions, answer questions? Did they help another student? And when they left, did they make a difference? Did they leave a print? And of course, was it a good print? And we're kind of asking them to do that on the field, on the court, in their extracurricular activities and their service. And they already do it, but we're seeing a lot more movement this year.
It seems like that's been a current trend, particularly in education over the last few years, of the teamwork idea. And this kind of goes right along with that, doesn't it?
A lot of teamwork, a lot of experiential learning, a lot more ways to engage students in the classroom. But yeah, all working together to make sure something positive is happening all the time.
Your students are already very engaged in this. We can already tell lots of awards and accolades and things of that nature. So how specifically are your students already engaged?
Oh, so we just announced yesterday we've got a senior, Paige Miserandino, who is a national merit semifinalist in that competition. And she, you know, is just not doing phenomenal there, but she is involved in marching band, the robotics team, the drama club, academic team, the film club, the Socratic club, the Model UN. She, of course, makes an excellent student ambassador for us, but she also went and founded the cornhole club for us. That's just a brilliant, shining example. We also have a lot of students who place emphasis on service. Service is another one of our pillars at Elyria Catholic. And we've got Will Myers, who is a senior, who founded what I perceive to be a garden club. And he went out and solicited local greenhouses to donate vegetable plants. And then he set up a garden outside my window. And I was watching him all summer to kind of discover it wasn't about gardening at all. It was about harvesting the vegetables and delivering them to local food pantries. Mm-hmm. So he was inspired to do that all on his own and recruited a bunch of kids to join him. We celebrated Giving Day, the first day of school this year, August 26th, and we had a couple of our students talk about what else they were doing over the summer. Kaylin Strotterman actually volunteered with the Appalachian Service Project in West Virginia, and she went and put a new roof on a trailer home. And we've got all kinds of pictures of her climbing up and down and making a difference, and she felt, you know, that she contributed or she left her print somewhere else. So not just right here in Elyria, but we're working outside the state too. We've got Mackenzie Kemmer, who volunteered for Special Olympics, Patrick Delaney, who went out to Washington, D.C. to March for Life. And then, of course, Elyria Catholic always hosts its Christmas on Campus event in December for some disadvantaged children in the area. We invite them all in for an incredible Christmas experience where they get paired up with a buddy. They develop kind of a special relationship through the day while they have breakfast, visit Santa, play games, watch movies. It's one of our favorite events at Elyria Catholic. We like to do that every year.
Very, very awesome stuff. So sounds like the students have certainly got very, very heavily involved. And I want to go back to something you mentioned a couple of minutes ago. Did you see that a cornhole club had been created at EC?
That is correct.
So
yes.
I've got to ask, what are the details on the cornhole club? What all is involved in the cornhole club?
It's a group of kids who like to get together and have fun and play cornhole after school. And, you know, so many of them are involved in so many activities that they stay for long hours, and they're trying to bridge the gap between one activity ending and another. And so Paige, you know, founded that. She thought there was an interest in it, and several students have joined her in just kind of enjoying that sport. You know, she's a high performer. She needs a little place to blow off some steam.
Cornhole allows you to do that, no question about it. And it also gives you a pretty good idea as to what people do on Sundays in downtown Cleveland, right? That's how they get good. Mm-hmm. They should become part of the cornhole club, and they could take their cornhole game to another level. Now, the young man who actually put the garden together just outside your window,
right?
Did you reap any of the benefits? Did he allow you to sample any of the vegetables he was growing?
All of those vegetables are dedicated to those pantries, no. I've got a couple of Elyria Catholic alumni who bring me some tomatoes, but Will gives his for a special purpose.
That's pretty cool. And you said he came up with that concept that he wanted to do that on his own accord, right?
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
No, that's fantastic. Very, very good stuff. Again, Michelle Hoffman with Elyria Catholic joining us here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, not only are the students very much engaged, but also the alumni. Heavily engaged in this entire thing as well. How the alumni got involved?
We're so grateful for the number of people who volunteer in different ways to help out our school. We've got a Dad's Booster Club that has been selling raffle tickets every month for about 70 years now and donate the proceeds back for some athletic improvements. The local Knights of Columbus chapter painted our home stands 2 summers ago. We've got a team of parents who come out and paint our football field and our soccer fields. We just recently had to put a new HVAC system into our field house, and a new freshman parent came up who was already working for the company, and he said that he would volunteer his time to do it. And we invite alumni in annually to come talk about their professions, to connect with our kids, to be inside the classroom. And they're phenomenal. So they start leaving their print while they're at Elyria Catholic. They continue to leave their print outside, and they're actually coming back and leaving their print on our current students too.
Very, very awesome stuff. Now, you guys have a lot of events lined up. This has been an extraordinarily busy fall for you guys to this point. Seems like it's only going to get busier. What future community events do you guys have lined up?
Yeah, and these events are open to the public. We very much want to share our engaged community with anybody who wants to come out and have some fun with us. We have a Cornhole and Q for a Cause event that has actually been created by the Kelly Foundation. Kelly Kramer from the class of 07 tragically lost her life in 2014, and her parents and her brother and all of her friends from Elyria Catholic came together and created the Kelly Foundation. They hold a fundraiser every year, and then they donate the proceeds to sometimes Elyria Catholic, and they also are very heavily involved in promoting literacy, so they also give some of the proceeds to the Cleveland Kids Food Bank, Cleveland Kids Book Bank. It's a great fun event, 3 to 7 on a Saturday afternoon, very professionally run cornhole tournament. We also watch the football games that are being televised at that time. They've got a unique basket raffle, and it is really just a wonderful family event. If you like cornhole, we hope you'll come out for that on Saturday, September 28th. You can also golf with us. We've moved our golf outing this year to Valley of the Eagles in Elyria. That's on Saturday, October 5th. It's a four-person scramble, 9 a.m. shotgun start, and a phenomenal barbecue dinner to kind of complete it. We're excited to have a new venue this year and be on a Saturday morning. We want to welcome back some more people who were not able to join us when we were doing some of them on weekdays. And then brand new, and I'm really excited about this event, we're having a Panther Night at the Races at Elyria Catholic, and all of the parents of our athletes are coming out to help run this event. They're setting up, they're running the betting booths, they're running the raffles. We've got parents from the football team and the soccer team and the boys and girls basketball team all helping to pull this off. That event is Saturday, October 26th. We've got a professional company coming out with 10 televised races. Everybody can place $5 bets on those races. You can purchase and own a horse if WEOL is interested in purchasing and owning and naming a horse. And your horses can win money if they actually win the race. That event includes a stadium buffet and beer and wine. And we're just kind of trying a community building event, bringing all of our athletic teams together. The proceeds benefit some of our athletic teams and also provide some tuition assistance.
Very cool stuff. Well, when you leave, I'm going to have to get some details on that golf outing. Are you working on Saturday, October 5th, you off the top of your head?
I don't know. I could possibly be. I don't know. That's a long way from now.
Well, no, because I'm on the wrap-up show. I've got to switch with somebody the golf outing. That's why I'm asking.
That's why I'd have to look at the wrap-up schedule and look.
Fair enough.
All right.
Maybe I shouldn't do my business here on the air, but I'm just saying. Yeah, just wondering. Throwing that out there. Like a lot of fun. And you guys also have an open house a little bit later on in October, on October the 20th. What goes on at the open house?
Oh, so that is a great opportunity for any prospective students or families who want to come learn more about Elyria Catholic. We'll give you a personally guided tour by one of our students. Meet our teachers, our faculty, look at some of our new academic spaces, our new chemistry lab, our maker space. Our new business and entrepreneurship lab, but really we just want people who want to learn more about Elyria Catholic to come see everything that we're all about on that day. So that's Sunday, October 20th from 11:30 to 2. All of the faculty and staff will be there to greet you and answer questions.
Awesome. Well, there's a lot of really interesting things happening the next few months here. You also mentioned the Christmas or holiday event coming up a little bit later on in December as well. So you guys aren't short on events, no doubt about that. And an engaged community, this is a theme that you guys have had a lot of fun with so far. It seems like the kids have certainly taken to it as well. Michelle, thank you for stopping by here in studio. This is a lot of fun. And sounds like it's already out to a wonderful start this 2019-2020 academic year.
Great year. Thank you very much for having us and supporting our students and our school.
Well, and let Annie Cunningham know that if she really wants that recipe for that keto breakfast cheese stick, we could probably find a way to get that to her. Just saying.
I will let her know.
We know people.
Yes. Yeah, we know people. We can make that work. Michelle, thank you again.
Thank you.
That's Michelle Hoffman with Elyria Catholic joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will come back with more fun and excitement after this here on AM 930 WEOL and on 100.3 FM.
Every Thursday during Bullseye on the Afternoon, listen for Champions of Education, brought to you by Nordson Corporation. Meet teachers, students, and administrators. Each one's a champion of education. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation.